see it.
Dark man. And talking to, with one another. Then they could find they have met their friends by talking in the dark night, though not seeing anyone. Then one of them told them, ultimately, do you feel the existence of a fourth person here? Another said, yes, a fourth person is here. About whom they are talking, that is the Lord himself. It's three devotees. And one suggested a fourth person. About whom they are talking, he is also there. But bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tisthani narada. They felt in that place, that line of knowledge. They tried to understand this present. The fourth person about whom they are talking, he is present here. But his presence was felt in some other means. And that was really just as a scientific in his research laboratory, he can find something what ordinary person cannot understand, but he is sure in his laboratory, in his machine, this is such, cannot be otherwise. Something like that. And that sort of layer, the rich in their understanding, they are complete from this. Otherwise, always, the devotee can find something in a devotee that gives up everything, so all the charm of the world, and go to serve the guru and the devotee. But ordinary world, they ridicule that happens. There is a suffering from mania. And this man was good, but now he is attacked by some mania and running after that. That will be there. Atma Ramastam Nayo Nidgantayo Puru Krame Kutbanta Hai Tukin Bhakti Nittam Bhutu Guna Hari. So specially to establish the reality and the dignity of devotion, the self-finished section as those that are very proud of knowledge, they are the greatest enemy. But when anyone of that section goes to devotion, devotion gets some stability there. So when Shukdev, who had his a dignified position amongst the Gani, the Brahma Gani, always in connection with conscious mode. He's always in living self-present in the relativity of consciousness, ignoring this world of exploitation. In his eye, no search for any exploitation, but oneness with subjective reality. Always, subjectively. They never comes down to see the objective world for exploitation. Always, at that level. And when he comes to establish, and that is very similar to some non-specified, non-differentiated things that Bhamma. But when he comes to say about personality, about specification, differentiated world, then the Gani will give some attention to his talk. So Chatushyam, that they are not idolaters, they are not concocting anything, already have got the broadest idea of the basic fundamental consciousness. And they are going to say about specified things, about the activity, about the relationship with the paraphernalia, then there may be something. Sukadevi says that assembly of the higher authority of different sections of high civilization. Parinishthito vinajgunne uttamasloko hridaya gṛhīto cetārājasi akhānam yadadhītavā. I am Sukadev. You all know that I am well established in the continued thought of consciousness, fully eliminated from material representation of reality. But I was attracted by some cosmos. I was well established in the chaos of non-differentiated perception of pure consciousness. But I came, my mind was attracted towards another cosmos. So a cosmos is in the higher, on the other side, on the higher side of this ordinary general conception of consciousness, and that is not constructed by, produced by any material things here. There is also earth, there is also air, there is also light, there is also sky, these luminaries, persons living there in that conscious world. In that conscious world also, the specification there is in the fullest extent, fullest development, the specification, everything. Rather, whatever we find in here, everything is in causal position there. And that is very charming, attractive, beautiful, and that captured my heart towards. So don't think that what I say about Krishna, which is a part of this mundane world, don't mistake that. It is something transcendental, supernatural, supramental. There is such thing, similar thing, and that is very ecstatic, joyful. This way. It's bizarre.
Sariatta, Maharaj. Sariatta.
অক্ষয়ানন্দ মহারাজ কিছু বলবার জন্য এসছেন।
সকলের সন্ন্যাস নাম হয়ে গেল, আমার হবে। সকলের সন্ন্যাস নাম হয়ে গেল, আপনি দেবেন আমাকে?
সকলের সন্ন্যাস নাম হয়ে গেল, আমাকে দেবেন?
বর্তমান নাম পছন্দ হচ্ছে
না? পছন্দ আপনার লাইনে তো
প্রভুপাদের লাইনে চাচ্ছেন আর
কি। শুনলাম কি দামোদর মহারাজ নিয়ে গেলেন,
দামোদর মহারাজের নাম ভক্তি প্রাণ হয়েছিল, আপনি ভক্তি প্রাপন করে দিয়েছিলেন?
আমি শুনলাম তাহলে অবধূত মহারাজ হয়ে গেলেন,
অবধূত মহারাজ নাম পেলেন।
গোস্বামী মহারাজ তো তাই,
গোস্বামী মহারাজ নাম পেলেন,
গোস্বামী মহারাজ সন্ন্যাস নিয়ে গেলেন বিশেষ। আপনার কাছে সন্ন্যাস,
উনি আবার সন্ন্যাস নিয়েছেন তো নতুন করে?
শুধু না,
হ্যাঁ শুধু নাম নয়, সন্ন্যাস নিয়েছেন।
আগে স্বামী মহারাজের সন্ন্যাস এসেছিল না? হরিকেশ
দামোদর মহারাজের নাম পাঠিয়ে দিয়েছি, তারপরে আমাদের স্বামী মহারাজের নাম পাঠিয়ে দিয়েছি। স্বামী মহারাজ নাম গোস্বামী মহারাজ দিয়েছিলেন পত্রিকাতে,
জানি
ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত টাইটেল দিয়েছে।
হ্যাঁ আমি জানি।
তা আমি বললাম ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত প্রভুপাদের নাম, এটা দেয়াটা সবাই পছন্দ করছে না, ওই কাছাকাছি হবে ভক্তি বেদান্ত করে দেয়।
আমি জানি আপনি স্বামী মহারাজ।
তারপর তো কেশব মহারাজ সবাইকে ভক্তি বেদান্ত করল,
জানি। সুতরাং আপনি
আর ভক্তির প্রাণ দিয়েছিলেন বলে সব তিন অক্ষর,
আমি জানি,
এটা কেন দু অক্ষর হবে।
হ্যাঁ
প্রাণ প্রিন্টিং মিস্টেক হয়েছে, রাপন করে দেবে একটা পর ঢুকিয়ে দিতে হবে।
আমি জানি, তো আমার প্রিন্টিং মিস্টেক হয়ে গেল।
গৌরীকন্দ্র দেখছে একটা টাইটেল, আপনার জন্য একটা টাইটেল তো ঠিক করতে হবে, উপাধি সন্ধ্যাস কনসাল্ট হোক ওই দেখি।
গৌরীকন্দ্র নাম আছে আর কি, নাম দেখে কনসাল্ট করতে বলছি।
টাইটেল
যা আপনার সেবানুকূল মহারাজ আমি করতে চাইছি, শুধু উপাধিটা দেখি আপনার সেবানুকূল তো আর কিছু নাই। আমি দেখি আপনার শিষ্যগণ অনেক বিদেশে সাইব লোক অনেক খুব অবলম্বন করে না, দুটম পান শ্রীয়াসনাদি যেটা খুব অবলম্বন মানে বেশ ভালো রূপে করুন অবলম্বন করেন না, এইদিকে ওইদিকে মাঝে মাঝে, সুতরাং আমাকে দুশ্চিন্তা আসছে। আমি সাহায্য দিতে চাইছি তাকে, তার সেবা করতে চাইছি। তাহলে
ধূমপান করছে না কি করছে?
কেউ কেউ
কেউ কেউ এরকম করছে,
নাম আমি ভুলে গেলাম, অ্যামস্টারডাম একটি ছিল গোর পূর্ণিমা ডেকে নিয়ে গেল, ওটা তাড়াতাড়ি আবার ধূমপান করে আমার মনে খুব খারাপ করছে।
আমস্টারডাম একটা ছেলে গোর পূর্ণিমাতে দীক্ষা নিয়ে গেছে,
বনমহারাজের সঙ্গে
আমি তার বলি যে কিছু ওরা সব এসে যাকে রেকমেন্ড করে দেয়, ওদিকে জিজ্ঞাসা করি যে হ্যাঁ কিরম পারবে না পারবে।
কিন্তু সব নতুন লোক মহারাজ খুব বুঝে না, স্বামী মহারাজ শুধু এই চার নিয়ম খুব জোর প্রচার করছেন, মরালিটি প্রচার খুব মোটামুটি করছেন। আচ্ছা তারপরে বলছেন আর ও কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস রাগ মার্গ এই কথা কেউ শুনবে না, স্বামী মহারাজ খুব মানে কঠোর রূপে এই নিয়ম টিয়াম রেখেছেন। ওই মালা
ওয়ার্নিং দেওয়া দরকার, বেশি যারা ওই রকম করছে তাদের কাছ থেকে তাদের মালা কেড়ে নিতে হবে,
জানি। কিন্তু সেই জন্য আমি চিন্তা করলাম যদি আপনার নাম রাখি তাহলে অল্প একটু প্রভাব হবে, ও সেই লোক চিন্তা করবেন কি রকম
রেকমেন্ডেশন
ছাড়া কি ওকে আর তো অন্য কেউ চিনবে না।
যেরূপে আপনি বলেন প্রমাণ মহারাজের বিষয়ে সাহেব লোক সকাল এই রূপে আছেন, শুধু প্রমাণ মহারাজ নেই আমার সকাল স্বামী মহারাজ বলেছেন এই নিয়ম সোলা মালা জাপতে হবে, ও 3000 শিষ্যের মধ্যে হইতে পারে আমি দেখলাম 20-30 যে সোলা মালা করছেন,
20-30
হইতে পারে 50
স্বামী মহারাজ।
হ্যাঁ
ওইরকম খারাপ হয়েছে?
হ্যাঁ নাই অনেক অনেক সময় সে লোক সোলা মালা করতে পারে না, সেই জন্য আমি বুঝলাম
কি করতে পারে না।
বলছেন 3000 শিষ্যর মধ্যে 15-20 জন তারা সে ঠিক করে আর বাকি সব করতে পারে না।
স্বামী মহারাজ জোর দিয়ে গেলেন হরিনাম সময় সোলা সিক্সটিন রাউন্ড করতে হবে, চার মালা তিনি বলেন না। কিন্তু আমি দেখি কি কত লোক ষোলো মালাও করতে পারে কেউ নাই মোটামুটি। আনন্দ কথা আমার, কিন্তু আমি দেখি সন্ন্যাসী গণ অনেকগণ আমার যে ভ্রাতৃ রূপে আছেন সে করছেন না, কেউ করছেন না। ও আজ বাট মানে আপনি মানে খুব বেশি উচ্চতম কথা দিচ্ছেন, সেই নূতন লোক তাড়াতাড়ি শুনে শুনে ও রাগ মার্গ এই সব সকল কথা সে মহা মুশকিল হচ্ছে। যখন হিডেন ট্রেজার চাপতে গেলাম আমার মনে খুব মানে মহা দুশ্চিন্তা এসে গেল এই রূপে। তারা আমার মতো উপরে আসে গেল যেতে হব এই সব লোক সকল লোককে মানে প্রচার করতে হব। আপনি কি জানেন গুরু মহারাজের সন্দেশ কি আছে এই পাড়া কি সকল আমরা অপরে কটা দূর তাকে বোঝা দিতে হব। রাগ মার্গ পাড়া কি বাবা স্বামী মার্জ এই কটা দিতে সংকোচ সব সময় সংকোচ থাকে সব সময়। অচ্যুতানন্দ মহারাজকে বলেন ইউ উইল ফেইন্ট। ফেইন্টিংটাই আগে ফেইন্টিং হয়ে গেল বিফোর ফেইন্টিং।
Sanskrit, India, written by Bhagavat, was contemporary of Kalidas. He has written a verse there. What I have written here, that may not be appreciated by the present generation.
Yes.
But still I fostered this hope that Kalajayam Nirodhi, time has no end, and the Bipudacha Patthi, and the art is also unmeasurable. So in any time, in any corner of the earth, anyone may come up who will appreciate my disability. Mahaprabhu has given out the highest thing here, and in any time, in any corner of the world, someone may appreciate.
Yes. And Kaviraj Goswami something told, I cannot give, but I cannot not give. I should not speak all these things, but I cannot avoid.
Kohibar kata nai, tathapi baude koi.
Yeah.
Kohideva kivapati ai. Mahaprabhu himself says.
Yeah.
This is not to be
spoken.
Spoken out. Tathapi still the mad, they cannot check his bonds. Kohijeva ketabe, and if it is given out, who is there who will come to put faith in these things? No one will trust.
Yes.
No one will have faith, belief, that such thing. No, this is all imagination.
Yes.
Still, the extraordinary brain. You met
Tungavidya.
If they call him a mad still, they will go on continuing, continue to say that thing. Tungavidya Dasi.
Tungavidya?
Tungavidya is one of the eight friends of Radharani. One, and she is much well versed in music, dancing, etc. Tungavidya. And you are her maid servant.
Dasi.
Maid servant.
Dasi means maid servant.
Maid servant, she friend of that Tungavidya.
Very wonderful.
One of the eight bosom friend of Radharani. Tungavidya.
Very wonderful name.
Tungavidya Varasli. Prabodhananda Saraswati is Tungavidya Varasli. In Govlila.
Really?
It's famous for his sentimental and powerful writing. About Radharani, what she has said, he has said.
Ah, Kauke apne bolat sun.
Tungavidya Dasi.
Mahabhagya, the most fortunate, or the most lucky.
Radha says that she is very earnestly serving.
Yes.
Different departments, and I ordered him to take care of the cows also.
Very good then. I feel my hands very good.
I have seen.
Cleansing the cow house.
When the Vaishnavas take prasad, after she comes with cloth, and cleans.
Yes.
I have seen it yesterday. Seva Bhavtu.
There was one king, Pratapruddha in Orisha, Jagannath. But on his behalf, many requested Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, to please show yourself once. He is very eager to have a darshan of you. But Mahaprabhu did not enter. But when he found that when Jagannath is coming out in the chariot, the king, he himself is brushing, cleansing the way, that attracted Mahaprabhu. He sits on the throne, but to Jagannatham he is a sweeper. Now, his heart was melted, and he, the hours after that very day, embraced that Robert the Lord. The Sweeva Nisheva, which is considered to be very mean service, that is highly appreciated on the higher circle. So thinking himself or herself so low, who can really think himself very low, he is very noble. Only the noble who can feel and think themselves to be very low. As one comes in connection with inquiry, truly he cannot but see him very small. All the structure. So that is the criteria. How far one has progressed in his conception about infinite. It is the proof is that how much he is feeling himself to be the lower and less. That is the standard of measuring how much he has made progress towards infinite. Conception, Samambhagya. Who is he in this universe? What degree of real conception he has got about that? One who can think himself very, very low, smallest of the small, then he should be understood by the expert in his real devotee. He has got real connection with the Lord. So he has become so low, showing himself so mean.
Rudra, he told Tavakatamritam Taptajivanam.
Not Pratavrudra told, Mahaprabhu told.
If Mahaprabhu showed Adhyamkar, who are you that are pouring nectar in my ear? Mahaprabhu unconsciously embraced him at that time.
Srimad Mahaprabhu.
Pronouncing that Mahaprabhu. Who are you? That has been actually with this nectar and embraced him. Has it annoyed the Guruji?
Sangavidya Dasi has a question.
Behind the material form, there are many spirits. We can see them, and can we communicate also with them? Okay, behind this, there are many. I see many people, many faces everywhere, and I draw them.
She says, behind the material form.
They are always spirits.
There are many spirits. There is spirit. I think I see that behind the material form there are many spirits. So can I communicate with them?
Or have any hope?
Can I have some hope, she says.
Not hope, I draw them.
They are also getting help.
I see. And I draw.
It depends on their disposition. If they are recipient, then from there also they can have help.
Bole nijer choke dekhe. Nijer choke dekhe, mane onek spirit.
Exactly.
তাহলে পেন্সিল নিয়ে ড্রয়িং করতে চাইছি
পেন্সিল ড্রয়িং করতে পারেন তো স্কেচ করতে যাচ্ছেন
পেন্সিল কলা আর্টিস্ট রূপে
আর্টে আঁকতে চাচ্ছেন ছবিতে উনি যেটা দেখছেন সেটা ছবিতে আঁকতে চাচ্ছেন
Spirits of life, most of them they are like the sun and the wind and the clouds.
Never. What attitude the spirit, you come in connection, what attitude they have got?
She says, like the sun and the wind, sun and the wind and the moon.
The personality behind the sun, the personality behind the wind.
Ah, tini kalpana korche ki ami dekhi.
Choke dekhi.
There are different phases of existence. So that when one comes to Siddhi, he comes in connection with all those. But without God connection, if you indulge yourself in experiencing their association, that will be a waste of time. Whatever you will do, there must be some interest or satisfaction of Krishna and his men. Whatever you do, there must have the interest, the satisfaction of Krishna. otherwise you must not indulge yourself to be charmed by so many visions, different type of visions. That siddhi, yoga siddhi, may take one's own self towards so many phases of the existence of the world. Infinite classes are there. But our business with Krishna consciousness, eliminating all different conceptions that are found in this material and subterranean and super material, that is very fine material world, infinite. That is also Bhūt, Bhūvāśvā, Mahā, Jāna, Tapa, Sattama. Different planes of conception of the material world. But we are not concerned with that. We are concerned with Krishna consciousness.
Otherwise, our
lives after lives may be devoted in different aspects of this infinite world, but there will be no end. No end. Search or quest, even of the material aspect, suppose space or time, whatever you search after, no end. So you must not allow yourself to be misled, to be misguided, to know about so many things in the creation. It is infinite. You have to withdraw rather from all such tendencies and concentrate yourself only in the service of Krishna and His own world. Withdraw from the world. Otherwise, my future life will be snatched in those, dust by them, and you shall have a bath in those plains of the planet. Lord Krishna, not to be found there. Krishna is not to be found there in different planes, strata of life. Only through the sadhu, which is very rarely that connection can be had. Very sudur dava. Sudur bhuvasa maha jana tapa satya lok, then vijaya brahma lok, siddha lok, so many planes of life, of subtle experience. But we want to go towards them, eliminating all elimination, even eliminating Narayana consciousness, we shall try to have Krishna consciousness. So many demigods are there, they have got their own sphere, we have to avoid them. Bhakti, mukti, siddhi, vancha, dure pariha. All these ultra engagements should be avoided. Panyavilasidasunam karmukyanam dhanam. Anukulli na krishnanu shilanam. Only concentrate, focus. When Arjuna, or when the Pandava and the Kaurava, they are having training from Dronacharya. Then one day to test their education about the weapons, Dronacharya put a doll of a bird on the branch of the tree and asked them to pierce the eye of that bird. Then one by one, so many Yudhishthi and Duryodhana, they are all asked, what do you see? You have to pierce the eye of that bird which is pushed on the branch of that tree. What do you see? Yes, I am seeing everything. Yudhishthir told, yes, I am seeing the bird, whole bird and the tree, and so many of you, all I am seeing, oh, keep your weapon. Then we asked another, what do you see? It is necessary that you will only pierce the eye of the bird. What do you see?
Understand.
Yes, I am seeing a large retreat or fruit of your weapon. Then an Arjuna was asked to pierce the eye. And he was asked, what do you see? I am seeing the bird. Not tree, not anything? No, I can't see anything. Are you seeing the whole bird? But no. What do you see? Only the eye of the bird. And nothing you are seeing? No, I am not seeing anything else. But only the eye of the bird I see. Yes, you throw the weapon. So our attention towards Krishna will be all eliminated. All eliminating, I can't see anything but Krishna. And all my energy must be directed towards service of Krishna. And the Krishna and the Kashman, his agent. Krishna and his agent, I am seeing them, I can't see anything else. If I see so many things, then I will not be able to hit the mark. You follow?
Yes.
So we shall try as much as possible only to look at Krishna and his own, and eliminating all that. Even forgetting sometimes my own body. Own body. Self-forgetfulness to the totality. And not only self-forgetfulness, that is the negative side. But a Krishna remembrance. Only looking at the Krishna and his own. That is the positive side. And self-forgetfulness, the negative side. All with everything, self forgotten, all the Krishna consciousness means I even do not kill myself in the service of Krishna. That thing to acquire. Do you understand?
Yes. But they give me
so
mercy.
Eliminate all those past impressions of past life. Or your drug practice or this, that. That should be eliminated wholesale. And only Krishna consciousness. And that also is represented by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. Krishna is also represented by many. Even the anarchist party, they also have reverence for Krishna, for Gita. They get the encouragement from Bhagavad Gita. Life is nothing, and death is nothing, and that is the delight for the anarchism. So that is not Krishna consciousness. So many men appreciate the Bhagavad Gita from different directions. But as Mahaprabhu has directed us to see Krishna, we want to see Krishna in that type. That type of Krishna we want to see. As Krishna entering the playground of Kamsa, where he made some conspiracy to kill Krishna Balaram by his appointed hooligans. And Krishna entering, different mentality has having different estimation about him. Mallana Masani Nidanyaravarasthiran Haru Mutinam. Mithi Bhojapati Viravajasami Tattam Paramasi. In this way. One section, looking at him and is feeling something. Some say, oh, he is a great wrestler. Some say, oh, he is a dreadful thing. The yogis say, oh, we try to have meditation on him. He is there, searching about him and he is. That wonderful thing of our meditation. His parents say, oh, he is my own child. Yeah? In this way. And his wrestlers, they say, oh, this is the god of death approaching towards us. In this way. Different section having different view about it. So we want to have a view
as Mahaprabhu has given us, as Vrindavan Raja, his friends, cowherd friends, Nanda Yashoda, the gopis, how they had seen him and they got with our aim with that. They love him, overflowing with love, sweetness, that Krishna we are searching after, our object of our search, Krishna. Gauri Hari, Gauri Gauri. Today the departure of the Samananda, he was first initiated into a friend of Sukharasa, friendly service. But anyhow, the fortune was somewhat different. One day, when from Nandagram, he is marching towards Khadir's Bab. Khadir's Bab, in the early morning, chanting the name of Krishna very cheerfully, suddenly he found that one beautiful girl, she is searching something near the boundary of the land, boundary line of the land, on the way. Just before that, he found one very bright piece of jewelry ornament. Samananda, took that and put into this Harinam jewelry and going on chanting. Now, she cast his eyes towards that back towards the space where he found that jewel. He found it could be very beautiful, gladly searching after something there. Then he came back and approached the girl. Yeah, what do you search here? At night when you came to united with Krishna, and going back at that time, our mistress Radharani, she some ornaments slipped away from her body, and I am searching after that. So I have got it. Is this, does this belong to your mistress? Yes, this is. So this Nupur, the ornament of the
Nupur.
Ankle bell.
And that was being given her back, and she disappeared. She put it on his forehead. The girl put this that Nupur on his brow, Nupur.
Yeah, forehead.
Forehead. And disappeared. Then he had some arrangement in the heart from this friend service towards this modular service, the concert hall. Sudden arrangement in the heart. And he approached the Jiva Goswami, and the Jiva Goswami gave him Diksha